The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Mem Dalem. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalem Beis says that lechatchilo, when a nozir becomes tamei, so the halacha is that he's tamei, he becomes tamei meis, so he's tamei for 7 days. The halacha is just like every other person becomes tamei meis, so he has to wait 7 days in order to become tahor, and he requires the hazah from the mechatos on the 3rd day and the 7th day. So he's mazeh, he goes and gets the mechatos placed on him on the 7th day from when he became tamei, and then on that day, after he had becomes tahor, because he has the hazah, so that day he is negaleach, he has a chiyuv to do tiglachas, because another time he has a mitzvah to shave a full the hair, and he's going to start over again. And then the next day, which is the 8th day, he has a mitzvah to bring his karbonis, the special carbon that he knows the time he brings, the chatas ha'if and ha'ilas ha'if. And then he begins to start counting his new Naziris, and he counts however long the Naziris is. The time Naziris is 30 days, and they'll start that day, the 8th day, will be considered the 1st day of his new Naziris. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that he's Mazah Shlishi Yishvi, Umigaleach Bishvi, and he brings maybe Karbonosov Bishmi. Says the Mishnah, what if he was Migaleach a day late? What if he became Tar on Bishri, but he did not to perform Tiglachas until the next day, until the 8th day. So the question is, when can he bring the Karbonis? Does he have to wait another day in order to bring his Karbonis or not? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, maybe Karbonis of Boibiyoin. Rabbi Kiva says that even if he pushed off the Tiglachas for the next day, for the 8th day, he could bring the Karbonis that same day, and there's no Chiv to wait another day. Amalei Rab Tarfin. So Rabbi Tarfin told Rabbi Akiva, Ma bein zeh lemetzora. What's the difference between a Nozer Tomei that we're discussing and a Metzora? It was an assumption that there was some sort of difference. So Rabbi Akiva answered him, Amar lei zeh taros lei tluya biyomov. This, meaning a Nozer, his Tairo depends on his days. Umetzora taharos lei tluya betiglachtoi. However, the Metzora, the Tairo of the Metzora, does not, Metzora also, Mitzayra also waits 7 days. The when Nozer Tomei and a Mitzayra have, what they have in common is they both have to wait 7 days before they become Tohar. They both have a halacha that after, on the 7th day, they both have to go to the mikveh, they have to be Toivul. And they both have a halacha that after they become Tohar, they have a mitzvah of Tiglachas. And after they both have a halacha that after the Tiglachas, they bring Karbonis. The Karbonis themselves are different. So what Nozer and Mitzayra have in common is that there's a 7-day waiting period, which is followed by Tiglachas, which is followed by Karbonis. However, the Mishnah says that the difference between a Nozer Tomei and a Mitzayra is that the Nozer Tomei Tairos Tluya Biyomov. His Tairo only depends on days. Whereas, not the Tiglachas, even without the Tiglachas, he will become Tar. However, Mitzayra Tairos Tluya Bitiglachtoi, the Tiglachas of the Tairo, of the Mitzayra, depends on the Tiglachas. And then the Mishnah says that any may be carbon, he does not bring a carbon elo im keng hoyo mu'uriv shemesh. He cannot bring a carbon until he is mu'uriv shemesh. Mu'uriv shemesh means after he goes to the mikveh, he's still tummy till the end of the day, and therefore the halacha is he will not be able to bring a carbon until the next day. Now there's a machloikis over here between Rashi and Tosis. What does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah ends any may be carbon elo im keng hoyo mu'uriv shemesh? What is the Mishnah referring to? Is the Mishnah referring to the Nozer Tomei? Or is the Mishnah referring to the Mitzayra? Rashi explains that the end of the Mishnah is discussing a Nozer. The halacha is that a Nozer cannot bring a carbon until he's finished with his Tumah, until his Tumah is completely over. So therefore, a Nozer Tomei waits for the 7th day, and after the 7th day, he goes to the mikvah. On the seventh day, he goes to the mikvah. That means he will become a tfulyoim and he will be tamei until the end of the day. And then the next day he can bring his carbon. because the next day he is tor. As long as he's tameh, he cannot bring his carbon. So on the seventh day he can't bring his carbon, but on the eighth day he can bring his carbon. So the question is, when did he do his tiglachas? What if he does his tiglachas on the eighth day? Can he bring his carbon? So then we say that, we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, that even if he's gilach b'shmini, he could bring his carbon. Why? Because the halacha is that in Nazir, Nazir Tami performs his tiglachas on the seventh day, regardless of whether he was toivel or not. The halacha is he's toivel on the seventh day, and he could perform the tiglachas afterwards. He could perform the tiglachas the next day. The tiglachas is not necessarily dependent on becoming tar. So therefore, since the tiglachas, that's what the Mishnah means. And the Mishnah says the tyra of the nazir is tluya biyamav, depends on the days. It does not depend on the tiglachas. The tiglachas is not an integral component of the tyra of the nazir. So therefore, what's important for the nazir is that he has to be not tamei at the time he brings his karbanis. So if for some reason a nazir did not go to the mikvah on the seventh day, if he went to the mikvah on the eighth day, then he cannot bring his karbanis on the eighth day. He has to wait for the ninth day. He has to wait until he's completely tor. However, even though it's true that the nazir has to perform his tiglachas before he brings his karban, but there's no need to wait a day in between the tiglachas and the carbon. So therefore, that's the way that Rashi learns the Mishnah. Now, according to Rashi, the Mishnah is not discussing the mitzvah. Tosfos learns that when the Mishnah says the eni mevi carbon elam kein hoyum uruv shemesh, the Mishnah is talking about a mitzvah. The Mishnah is not talking about the nozer. Now, Tosfos does not disagree with Rashi on what we just said. Avada, the halacha is true. Tosfos agrees with Rashi that a nozer who is tamei cannot bring his carbon. So this rule of the Mishnah is true and it applies to Nazir as well. However, Tosfos learns the main kavan of the Mishnah is coming to explain about a Mitzayr. Now, a Mitzayr, as we said, also has to wait 7 days. He has to go to the mikvah. He has to be Migalech, perform a Tiglachas, and then he brings his card. However, Tosfos explains that the Mishnah is explaining that the tahira of the mitzvah, since the tahira is dependent upon the tiglachas, as the Mishnah said, tahirosoi tluya b'tiglachtoi, that was the difference between the nazir and the mitzvah. Therefore, if the mitzvah did not perform his tiglachas, he cannot become tahar. And therefore, if he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day and he skips his tiglachas, he will not become tar. He will still be tameh. And if he still be tameh, he can't come on the eighth day and say he's ready to bring his carbon, even though he said, okay, I'll be Megalech today, because so long as he was not Megalech, he is still Tomei. So, if he would be Megalech the eighth day, on the eighth day, and he wasn't Megalech when he was supposed to, on the seventh day, under such a situation, he is still Tomei on the eighth day, and he first will go to the mikvah on the eighth day after his Tiglachas. And if that's the case, says Tosfos, he won't be able to bring his karbanis on the eighth day. He will have to wait until the ninth day, and then he will be able to bring his karbanis on the ninth day. And that is the difference, according to Tosfos, or what the Mishnah means to say, that the difference between a nazir and a mitzvah is that a nazir becomes tahar without his tiglachas, whereas a mitzvah does not become tahar until he has his tiglachas, and therefore once he has his tiglachas, he always has to wait one day in between the tiglachas and his karbanis. Now Rashi says clearly, not like Tosfos, in regards to mitzvah. Rashi says clearly that even if that would happen in such a situation where a mitzvah was toivel on the seventh day and he was not migalech until the eighth day, the halacha is, says Rashi, that he is allowed to bring his karbanis on the eighth day. That means that his tevilah worked yesterday. It made him tahar, but he can't make him tahar because the Mishnah says that the tahira of the mitzvah is dependent on the tiglachas. Okay, says Rashi, so it's going to be held in check. His tahira won't be finished. He's not completely tahar until he performs the tiglachas. But once he performs the tiglachas on the eighth day, then he's completely tahar. If then he's completely tahar, so now there's no need for him to wait until the end of the day. He's not considered a tfuyoyim. And he can bring his karbonos on the eighth day. So the bottom line is that there is a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos in a situation where a mitzvah where a mitzayra was migaleach on the eighth day, if he is allowed to bring his carbon that same day, or if he is mechuyev to wait until the next day. How do we understand this machloikis? What would be the svara behind these machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos? So we can say very simply, with the hakdama about what exactly the tumah of a mitzayra is. We know that a mitzayra is somebody who gets tsaras. He has a spot, a white spot on his body. The halacha is that if he has a simen tumah, he has to go chutz l'machne. He has to stay outside all the three machnes, outside machne Yisrael, and he remains there until the nega goes away, until the tsaras disappears, or the simen tumah of the tsaras disappears. After that disappears, the kohen goes out to the mitzvah, and he performs. There's a ceremony which involves taking two birds, shtei tzipporim, as discussed. Torah discusses at the very beginning of Parshas Mitzvah. He shechts the bird, he dips the other bird, the live bird that remains into the blood, into the dam, and he does the hazois, and then the mitzvah becomes tahar. Now the mitzvah is not completely tahar; he's tahar in the respect that he's allowed to go into Machne Yisro. He's allowed to go into the Machne that he was not allowed to go enter previously. However, he's still tummy for 7 days. He still has a residual tumah, and the Mishnah says he's tummy like a sheretz, which is a lower level of tumah. Anything he touches will become tummy, but he's allowed in Machne Yisrael. And then he has to wait the 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, so that's what our Mishnah here is discussing, that he has to perform a tiglachas and bring his carbon, and after he does the tiglachas and his carbon, he's completely tahar, and there is no tumah left at all. So the question is like this. We see there are definitely different levels in the tumah of the mitzayra. The mitzayra, before the tsaras went away, he had the highest level, the most tumah. After his tsaras goes away, the part of the tumah goes away, however, not completely, because he still has tumah for another week, for another 7 days. The question is, are these two tumahs connected, or are they considered one tumah, one long tumah that has different halachas? Do we say that if I see that a mitzayra, when he's a mukhlet, when he's chutz l'sholosh machnes, so he has certain levels of tumah, and when that goes away, that level of tumah disappears, so now, that from that tumah, he's finished. That tumah has gone away. This that he's tummy for the remaining 7 days, that's a new halacha. That is a new tumah. And we see it's a new tumah because it has different halachas. The type of tumah that he has is a lesser type of tumah, it's a lesser form of tumah, and has different halachas. Or, we can say that really the tumah of the mitzayra is one long tumah. However, after the negah tzaras goes away, is a process that first part of the tumah gets knocked off, and then the rest of the tumah gets knocked off. How does this explain the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos? We can say like this. We can say that the halacha is that a mitzayra has to bring his karbanis. When a mitzayra brings his karbanis and he's finished, he finishes his tsaras and he's completely finished all the waiting 7 days, and then he goes to bring a carbon. So is the carbon of the mitzayra taking away and finishing up the original tumah that he had when he was a mukhlet, when he was chutz l'sholosh machnes? Or is the carbon going on the past 7 days of tumah, the last 7 days that he has to wait, that new tumah? So if we say that the original carbon, the carbon is going back on his original tumah, and the tumah that he has in the last 7 days is a new type of tumah, so in such a situation, even though he has not yet finished the tumah of his 7 days, because the Mishnah over here says clearly that tumah is not over until after the tiglachas, however, it is possible for the mitzvah to be finished with the tumah, meaning the original tumah. And there is no contradiction for him to bring a carbon on the original tumah. The carbon is going back on the original tumah, even though he's not completely finished, and he still needs to perform a tiglachas that day on the last 7 days. The halacha of mitzayra meisvari, which is the last 7 days of the mitzayra's tumah. That would be the opinion of Rashi. Rashi's shita is that the tumah of the original tumah of the mitzayra and the tumah of the last 7 days of the mitzayra are two separate halachas. Therefore, Rashi says that the karbonis of the mitzayra are going back on the original tumah. And the halacha is that the teglachas of the metzora is going back on the last days, the second tumah, not the original tumah. So therefore, there's no contradiction, there's no problem. You can't say, well, he's not completely finished with his tumah from the 7 days, so he can't bring a carbon on the original tumah. It's not true. The original tumah, he could bring a carbon. However, Tosis disagrees, and Tosis will hold that there's all one tumah. If there's all one tumah, says Tosis, you have to be 100% finished with all the tumah before you bring a carbon, because that's the halacha. The halacha is you can never bring the carbon until you're finished with this tumah. So Tosis says, if you're megaleach on the 8th day, so then you still have to go to the mikvah, because the halacha is you're not finished with the tumah of the mitzvah until after the teglachas, and after he goes to the mikvah and he's toivel. If he's toivel that day, he's going to be a tuyoyim, and he's not either not finished with the tumah, so he has to wait for the 9th day, because according to Tosis, the tumah of the mitzvah is one long process. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, there's no reason for him to wait for the 9th day, and he can be finished up on the 8th day, because the 8th day, even though he has to be megaleach on this day, but that's because of a different tumah. And the carbon is not going on that tumah. So again, the teglachas, according to Rashi, is going on the second tumah, and the carbon is going back on the first tumah. So therefore, there's no contradiction for him to be megaleach on the 8th day and bring the carbon on the same day.